Like many years, it depends where your fields are located when the clouds decide to burst, but in some cases, there has been plenty of that happening this year. According to University of Florida Extension agronomist Barry Brecky, this has been a different growing season from what we saw last year.
We've had a lot of wet weather, and of course, you know, I work in weeds, and so that means it's been a good year for weed growth, and been a lot of questions about some of the early season treatments maybe aren't hanging on as long as they normally would because of all the rainfall, and so we got some weeds breaking through and causing some, you know, mid-season weed problems. So there's been probably a little bit more questions than we've gotten in the past about how to manage weeds this time of the year.
Brecky, with the University of Florida's West Florida Research and Education Center in Milton, said there has been a lot of herbicide use already this year.
For that reason, I guess, because all the rainfall, and a lot of folks have had to come in with some mid or late season applications that maybe they wouldn't have normally had to use.
But despite weed problems, he said the rains have really made the crops in his area look good.
We've generally had good rainfall, and so the cotton and peanuts and corn and soybeans are all looking pretty good. So I think from that standpoint, so far anyway, we've had a good season. So we just hope it keeps up and that we end the season with good yields.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.